to the Minister for Justice and Equality the need to address the spate of robberies on the elderly in County Donegal. The deputies have 2 minutes each. Deputy Thomas Pringle.
Thank you, Cathaoirleach. And if I could start just by saying, with all due respect to Minister Perry, it's very disappointing that the Minister for Justice can't be here to hear the very real concerns of the people of Donegal. And I would suggest that it shows the priority that Donegal is receiving in relation to these incidents over the last number of weeks and months in the county. While there may be a cabinet meeting ongoing, the Minister for Justice doesn't have any role in terms of job creation. In fact, with the Garda numbers declining, it's probably an unemployment creation is what his role is. But Minister, it has been clear for some time now that there's a major issue with burglaries targeting the elderly in Donegal. The burglary and assault of a number of elderly people this week, as well as recent such incidents involving an 84-year-old woman and the brutal attack of a 96-year-old woman, are utterly despicable. But unfortunately, this has been an ongoing problem for some time now.
1 minute.
I highlighted this issue to the Taoiseach here in the Dáil late last year at Leaders' Questions, but it obviously fell on deaf ears, and we are now seeing the brutal consequences of this government's attack on rural Ireland. Donegal has already seen cuts to Garda presence, which has led to the havoc we are now experiencing. And with a further 5 stations to close this year, I am seriously concerned as to how such incidents will be dealt with in the future, as they appear to be struggling to cope with the spate of vicious burglaries as it is at present. We have already heard how Minister Shatter has been assured by the Garda Commissioner that it is an absolute priority to bring the people responsible to justice, and that they are devoting all necessary resources to that end. Well, if they are relying on the resources available in Donegal, they won't have much hope. These criminals have no fear because they know they won't be caught as things stand. The only answer is to increase the Garda presence and prevent any further closures of Garda stations, so that a clear message is sent out that this barbaric behaviour will not be tolerated in Donegal.
Thank you, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. Oh, sorry, Piers Doherty.
And I too have to say that it is a disgrace, an absolute disgrace, on behalf of the elderly people in Donegal that the Minister for Justice isn't here to answer this very important question from 3 Donegal deputies. I think, you know, I sat in my office here in Leinster House and I watched Prime Time and I watched Miriam O'Callaghan interview Phyllis McGee, a very brave woman who was robbed not once but twice in her home in Pettigo. And the next day I got a message next morning from Padraig McLaughlin, who told me there were 2 more robberies in Inishowen. And as people were sitting back watching, and some people were in tears watching Phyllis McGee and her bravery, there were criminal gangs out preparing to rob elderly people in other parts of Donegal. Now, Minister Shatter went to the media and he said, the closure of rural Garda station will make sure that more Gardaí are on the beat in Donegal and in other areas. That is nothing but bull. And let's look at the facts. 31 Gardaí have been taken from the Donegal service in 2012 alone.
1 minute.
24 Gardaí have been taken from on the street, in offices and so on. The station in Pettigo doesn't have a Garda assigned to it. 10 years ago, there were 12 Garda assigned there. 8 years ago, there were 4. There was 2 Garda up to recent years. Now there is none. No wonder that criminals see the likes of Phyllis McGee as an easy target in rural border communities. The Minister needs to do more than spin. He should be before this House and he should be reassuring elderly people, vulnerable people in Donegal and in other communities what his strategy is to ensure that the Garda are resourced to the best of their ability to make sure that these crimes don't happen in the first place, and secondly, when they do happen, that the perpetrators will be caught.
Thank you, Deputy. Paul, Deputy McLaughlin.
I have to say, for the second day in a row, Minister Shatter has given 2 fingers to the people of Donegal. He shamefully went on to Highland Radio, our local radio station up in Donegal yesterday, and said that Donegal is not a unique case. We have had elderly people robbed and we've had aggravated burglary. They are attacked in their own homes from the Inishowen Peninsula right down to Pettigo and Donegal Town and right through East Donegal. Elderly people across Donegal, particularly those living on their own, are terrified. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for a clear plan. But the fact is, when you speak to Gardaí on the ground in Donegal, not the superintendents and not the top brass who always tell you that the government are doing the right thing, but the actual Gardaí at the front line on the ground. They're telling us they don't have the resources, they don't have the vehicles to deal with this. Now, we need an intervention by Minister Alan Shatter. We do not need two fingers given to the people of our county. We need a clear indication of how he is going to resource the Gardaí, bring in specialists and deal with this rampant criminality, and send a clear message to the people of the county, particularly elderly citizens, that they will be protected adequately in the time ahead.
Thank you, Deputy. The Minister has 4 minutes.
I should thank the Deputy for raising these important matters. I am speaking on behalf of the Minister for Justice and Equality, who regrets that he is unable to be present here today as he is chairing a meeting of the Informal Justice and Home Affairs Council in Dublin Castle. So he would be here, bear that, as part of the EU presidency programme. So just put that on the record. There's no disrespect whatever to any Donegal deputy. And he would be here, but he is chairing that very important role, and that's his job today. The Minister is very conscious of the deep distress which burglary and similar crimes cause to the householders in both urban and rural areas, as well as the broader impact it can have in terms of a fear of crime in our communities. He also shares the widespread outrage at the recent incidents of aggravated burglary and is fully confident that the Gardaí are doing everything in their power to bring the perpetrators of these appalling crimes to justice. In particular, the Minister has kept in close touch with the Gardaí Commissioner Callaghan about these recent attacks, and the Commissioner has assured the Minister that it is an absolute priority for himself and his force that the people involved will be brought to justice as quickly as possible. And Garda Síochána Conaille is devoting all of the resources necessary to achieve this. The Garda are taking a number of operational measures to deal with this problem, including additional patrols, checkpoints, dissemination of intelligence within the force concerning potential suspects, and further close cooperation with the PSNI. For obvious reasons, the Minister cannot go into detailed publicity about these operations, but one thing is clear. Whatever steps are necessary within the law to deal with these attacks are being taken, and being taken urgently. Based on their track record, we have every reason to believe that the Gardaí will be successful in their efforts. In particular, the Minister welcomes the progress being made as part of the Operation Fíochla, which is focused on identifying and targeting gangs involved in burglaries. Operation Fíochla is an intelligence-driven and, as part of their operation, a specific burglary initiatives have been implemented in each Gardaí region to target suspect offenders. As of the 1st of December 2012, 3,538 persons have been arrested and 1,924 persons have been charged as part of the Operation Fíochla, showing that the Gardaí Commissioner is effectively deploying the substantial resources available to him. Furthermore, the latest quarterly figures for burglary suggest that the Operation Fíochla is having an impact when compared with the quarterly figures prior to its introduction. But clearly, it is no consolation to those who have had to endure the dreadful experience in the hands of gangs of burglars. It is nonetheless important to mention that the most recent crime figures show that the number of aggravated burglaries has gone down by over 17% in the previous 12 months. The Gardaí response to such crimes is robust, and gangs and individuals involved in burglaries are pursued with determination and effectiveness. Of course, there are changes to the way of policing is being managed, and the Minister appreciates that people have concerns about these. And the priority in all the changes being made is to ensure that we have an effective and professional policing service provided to the community through the country. Until recently, the Gardaí station network was essential. It was essentially the same as the RIC network, which obtained in 1922. And clearly, this was not appropriate to the policing needs of the 21st century or consistent with modern policing practice. The Gardaí Síochána Conaille has now a class leading police computer system, a state-of-the-art digital radio system, and a transport fleet which is currently receiving significant investment. An additional investment of $3 million in the Gardaí fleet towards the end of 2012 has resulted in over 170 new vehicles being purchased. These vehicles are currently entering into service. A further $5 million has been made available for the purchase of a fit-out of a new Gardaí vehicles in 2013, and a substantial investment will contribute to a significant way to the ability of the force to operate to the optimum benefit of our communities throughout the country. And the Garda National Police Union Plan for 2013 outlines the Commissioner's proposal for the continued reorganisation and the consolidation of the Garda Station and District Network. After the closure of 100 Garda Stations in 2013, there will still be 564 Garda Stations in the state. That will be significantly more than comparable jurisdictions, such as Northern Ireland, where there are 86 stations with a population of 1.5 million, or Scotland, where there are around 340 stations for a population of 5.2 million. The essential point of the Garda Commission strategy for reorganisation and consolidation is to make the best use of our well-trained Garda, and in particular to maximise their time and operational duties. Just in conclusion, this is precisely what is required at Kilcorra in order to respond effectively to these shocking recent incidents, and the Garda has the full confidence of the Minister and the Government in how they are tackling these challenges. I am sure all of this House would wish to acknowledge the continuing efforts and the achievements of Garda Síochána on behalf of our communities.
Thank you. Deputy Pringle, for 1 minute.
Thank you, Kilcorra. The Minister outlines the success, or so-called success, that Operation Fiacla has had. I'm sure if the Minister could point to a reduction in burglaries and aggravated burglaries in Donegal, he would have included it in the response to this topical issue today. But as an actual fact, the aggravated burglaries in Donegal have probably gone up by hundreds of percent over the last year and over the same period that Operation Fiacla has been running. The Minister needs to address this issue straight away in Donegal, provide the resources that are necessary for the Gardaí to deal with this issue. He goes on then to talk about the new investment in the Garda fleet. They are not new vehicles, they're replacement vehicles. And they're actually replacing a smaller number of vehicles than actually have been taken out of commission within the fleet. So what the Minister needs to do is make sure that the resources are available so that we don't have a situation that we've had in the last number of months where in one incident in West Donegal, a Garda squad car had to travel over 40 miles to attend a very serious incident, and in another incident in Inishowen, where a Garda had to hitch a lift to attend a burglary. That's the kind of situation that the Gardaí are facing in Donegal, and the Minister needs to address it immediately as a matter of urgency.
Thank you. Deputy McLachlan. Sorry, Deputy Down.
Minister, unfortunately, you know, that there's little in what you said that will give comfort to particularly our elderly people in Donegal. And I know this comes in waves and it depends which gangs are operating and all the rest, but like, you've Phyllis McGee robbed twice. You have the individuals in Buncrana and in Inishowen, you have Rafoe. I spoke to somebody recently, a relative of somebody who passed away, and they told me genuinely that the person was robbed a couple of weeks before that, and ever since then he just went downhill completely. So this has a big, big bearing. Unfortunately, I had a relative, she's now deceased, who was robbed, a very elderly woman. And they talk about the invasion on their personal space and going into the house and going into rooms, and it's very difficult afterwards. But there's nothing of comfort there deal with the crisis that's happening in Donegal at this point in time. One question, direct question, if I can finish in this here. Pettigo Garda Station hasn't had a Garda assigned to it since 2011. Is this a decision that the government will ask the Commissioner to overturn?
Thank you. Deputy McLeod.
I don't know. I mean, Prime Time went up to Phyllis McGee's house, a national broadcaster. We've had all the national radio stations, all the national newspapers focusing on Donegal. All of them can see that we right now have a crisis, we have a crime emergency in the county. Yet our Minister for Justice on our local radio station yesterday said there was nothing unique happening. And here today, he could have delegated his Minister of State to cover the business over in Dublin Castle and come here. But he is out of touch. So maybe, Minister, if you could communicate the message to Minister Shatter that people on the ground in Donegal, particularly our elderly citizens, are terrified. They need to see clear, decisive leadership, clear priority given to the county until we can get this sorted out. And no amount of spin in terms of Garda numbers, Garda vehicles and Garda stations and rosters and all of that's going to cut it, because we know from Garda on the ground, we know from the Garda Representative Association who have just destroyed all of this spin over the last year, that is not standing up to scrutiny. So let's have a priority and let's have the Minister showing decisive leadership and action to deal with this issue as soon as possible.
Thank you.
I think that Minister Minister Shatter is very much in touch. He's chairing an EU meeting in Dublin, Tesla, there today, which is an obligation of the EU presidency, regardless. And with regards to the commitment, the Minister has been in constant contact with the Commissioner Callaghan. And the resources of the state are made available. And the new carers at Deputy Pringle, naturally enough, it is a replacement of existing carers. It's not additional carers, but they're brand new carers and a big investment in the road fleet. And the Minister is totally empathises with the people, the victims of crime, and he's done. And the fact that there is 1,900 people charged and arrested, there were 3,000 people brought in, and suspects are. And there is Operation Fleet, it's very effective. There are people being major surveillance going on at the moment. And I assure you that the Garda Síochána have the resources available to them at the moment too. And the Commissioner is more than happy that he's dealing very effectively with it. I know only too well, being in adjoining counties, incidents even in South Sligo and West Sligo, and it is a concern, but I know there was a big concern out in West Sligo, but the superintendent on hand have dealt with it. They have the people that were involved in that, and there was one gang that was doing a series of robberies, and they have been caught, apprehended. So I think it is a matter of and there is a big role on community as well. It is about community policing as well. It is about and the state gets very good cooperation from the community on the ground. So Minister Shatter is very much in hand of this, very much concerned that it will be dealt with, and I'm sure that it will be dealt with.
Thank you.